Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, get ready. It's time for a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're not going to stand on anything except the extraordinary abilities of the two folks I've got on this hour. Liam Sheff, you know very well, author of Official Stories, and... who else? The governor. Jesse Ventura is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show with a new book. They Killed Our President. 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK. Governor, welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Great to be back.
Also, I got to get this out of the way because I've heard you on other interviews, and you now say official stories are there to protect the officials. My friend Liam Sheff done a bang-up job writing the book Official Stories. Did you actually hear about it? From Liam et al.?
Yes, he sent me the book. I read the book, and I've been quoting it ever since because it's exactly correct. I had to laugh over it. You laugh and cry
yes.
at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's 100% correct that that's why they create official stories, or the officials have to have something they can pump out to us which isn't necessarily the truth. When you hear official story, you shouldn't necessarily believe that that means it's the truth.
Liam, are you smiling?
I'm crying. Let's interview the governor about everything that he's doing, and I'm really grateful for that. And check out chapter 6 of the book. I think you'll really find that interesting. And let's talk about They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK. And let's talk about Mr. Howard Stern.
Yes, we'll definitely get to that as the presidential cycle is coming up again. Governor, the idea of writing a book on the JFK assassination, you know, the question is like, hasn't everything already been written, or did you uncover some things that even surprised you at this point?
Oh, there's always new stuff coming out because there's such multitudes of information that haven't been gone through. Harold Weisberg, one of the great investigators, he passed away. He used to use the Freedom of Information Act. He was the biggest pain to them there was because when they wouldn't release documents, he'd take them to court until they had to. And he'd win, usually prevail, but it would always take years to do it. Doing the Kennedy killing is often, I like to refer to it like a Harry Potter book. New books come out every other year, and yes, a lot of it is review, but every book that comes out generally will have some new information that you didn't know about before. And you need to look at it like a giant jigsaw puzzle. Every book that comes out with the information, you add pieces to that puzzle. Now, can you complete the whole jigsaw? Probably not. But you can get it done far enough where you see what the jigsaw puzzle is and what the big picture was.
Well, okay, so there's other layers, multiple layers, and people have different angles. Freedom of information is still happening. But can you imagine how many years after, decades after this happened, we're still having to uncover the great mystery? That certainly it has to go to places of finding motivation. Who has motive to do this? And these stories have been percolating for many years now. Is there a definitive point in time where we'll be say we definitely know, or is it always going to be mired in speculation?
Well, I think that because it wasn't properly investigated when it happened, there will always be speculation because it'll never see its day in court. So having said that, but here's what we can say, or what I can say. Unequivocally. People always say, well, who did it, who did it, who did it? That's difficult because Kennedy made a lot of enemies. But what I can say is who didn't do it, Lee Harvey Oswald. In my research, I am completely convinced that Lee Harvey Oswald did not shoot our president.
Well, that's good for me because my name is Robert Scott Bell. I always say if you have three names, you're likely an assassin. So I'm feeling a little better about that.
I'm always a little bit frightened when I come to hang out with you, you know, Robert, because I never know you. And I try, if you're moving books around, I get a little bit anxious.
Yeah, I've been exonerated now.
I write about I wrote about JFK in chapter 3 of Official Stories, and I really liked researching it. But I wrote in the beginning that of all the chapters that I write about all the different things, this is the one with the most rabbit holes. You can get sucked left, right, a million different ways down into an earth filled with, well, Rose Cherami pops up, and then of course David Ferry pops up, and George de Morenshield, and then you're with the Petroleum Club of Dallas. And you know what I mean? You can, and then there's General Cabell, and then there's the fact that, you know, his brother was the mayor of, what, Dallas. So there are all of these interconnecting things. So what did you and your co-writers favor when you wrote the book? What kind of story did you want to tell?
Well, I think the main thing for us was to take it from the perspective of a lawyer. If Lee Harvey Oswald would have gone to court, of course, he's accused of murder, which you have to reach the element then of beyond a reasonable doubt. And I think the thing I mostly wanted to get across was these are 63 reasonable doubts. Any of one could lead to an acquittal because it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt, not like a civil case, which is simply the preponderance of evidence. It has to be beyond a reasonable doubt, and I think my book clearly shows 63 reasonable doubts, and even if, let's say, hypothetically, three of them aren't true, well, that means you're still stuck with 60 more that are. And I don't believe Oswald could have ever been convicted. I think I've never even been to law school, and I believe if I was his lawyer, I could get him off. Because these are 63 very reasonable doubts that Lee Harvey Oswald did what they said he did. And that's the real essence of what the book, and plus, I wanted to write this book because, for selfish reasons, I wanted finally to go out and put my name in line so that for whatever it's worth 100 years from now, people will know the 38th governor of Minnesota did not believe the Warren Commission.
Ah, I like that.
Yes.
I like that a lot. No, you put your name on the record. That's exactly right. For posterity, for whatever. I really like that.
Well, that was the personal reason I did it, is that I thought, well, I've been studying this since roughly 1985. It's been one of my passions to read everything I can on it. And I thought the only way I can officially state my beliefs is to go on the record and write my own book. So that's what I did.
Robert, what kind of do we have time to go? Can we hit the, we got 63. Can we do top 5, top 10?
Yeah, yeah. We can
do
a few.
There's not in any top 5 or 10 order. We don't start with what we think is the most and go to what we think is the least. We kind of just lead your way through of 63 different elements of that are true and that could clearly acquit someone who is being tried for the murder.
Well, listen, we can weave through a lot of these in the time we have. That's not a problem, but I just want to know, is anybody lashing out publicly against you for this book? There's not much backlash anymore when you do JFK discussion. It's sort of like, well, this is not going to impact us as much as maybe talking about the current military-industrial complex's penchant for, you know, obviously perpetual warfare that could get you killed even today. But going back to Kennedy, they seem to kind of leave it alone now.
Well, they shouldn't, because to me it all starts and ends there through modern times, and let me explain. And I use the term they, and of course, who is they? We don't know exactly who they are. But my quote is this: if they can kill the president and for 50 years get away with it, what can't they do? That's why it's so important. This was the murder. This was a coup d'etat, an overthrow of our government, and it was not done at the ballot box. It was done with a bullet to the brain.
I wonder, Jesse, if this happened in a current era now, with all of the movement of information, the free flow through Internet, or, you know, we have the Ed Snowden situation, the WikiLeaks, would they have been able to suppress and cover it up to the degree they could with the Warren Commission at that time?
No, I don't believe so, and I believe for a different reason. I think it's because everybody's cell phone is also a picture taker today.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody is armed with the ability to record what's going on around them. And I think if legitimate shots have been fired from the grassy knoll, in today's world, it would have been recorded in some manner, and you would be able to see it.
There would have been a hundred
assassination, because today everybody virtually walking the planet, it seems, is equipped with a device that they can record what's happening at that moment.
Yeah, I mean, we have 100 Zapruders, if not 1,000 events where the president is now. So that you're right, this is the kind of a different time and place and space. But as you said, they're still very efficient at getting away with things. I mean, if you look at the way official stories come out, I ask the question, and Liam, see what you think about this as well. If something is potentially a false flag or some kind of psyop on purpose, suddenly the media out of nowhere goes from 0 to 120 miles an hour. Every media outlet covers it at the same time in the same way. Whereas we just had another tragic school shooting, I believe in Utah, where one kid was, it was a small event, but relatively speaking, but it was hardly covered at all that day. Which tells me there's no way that there was a false flag going on, because hardly anybody was covering it. So you know how the mainstream media operates in this way.
Oh, I think you're somewhat right on with that. I was in Mexico when the bombing happened at the Boston Marathon. And I only saw it through my co-writer Dick Russell and what he brought up on the internet. But what jumped out at me wasn't whether the bombing itself was a conspiracy. What I saw was this. I saw the U.S. government waiting for the perfect opportunity to be able to do a practice run of martial law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I saw happen in Boston that day. A practice run through if they're going to declare martial law. Because one thing the government does, they don't like to do anything without practicing. They like to have modes of practice so they can, you know, work out the kinks and make it as fluid, like they practice war constantly. When you're in the military, if you're not at war, you're practicing for it.
Yeah,
constantly.
Exactly.
No, I'm glad that you said that. That was our take. It's nice to hear that, you know, our take is shared by people that we like and respect. You know, when this happened, we said, well, don't you get it? This is a trial run. You know, Watertown,
yeah.
Boston, they're waving their flags. Robert, when we get back, can we talk about some of the secrets of the Kennedy assassination?
Yeah, let's hit it. We've got the Governor Jesse Ventura back on the Robert Scott Bell Show along with Liam Sheff. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Thank you to naturalnewsradio.com and GCN for the syndication. We got lots more healing to go with the Governor after this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. October 24th, 2013, gold opened at $1,341.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,389.99, $694.99 for a half ounce, or $347.50 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,389.99, $694.99, and $347.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're back with Jesse Ventura on the Robert Scott Bell Show. His new book, They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK. I'd say it's almost a moment of duh. If somebody says there was no conspiracy, I don't know what planet you're living on. But Jesse's here with us, Liam Sheff, my co-host today as well, talking to Jesse about these things. And Jesse, we're talking off the air about always interesting to find out something that you're even surprised about or something new that comes up in your research.
Well, the big thing for me and what we've done in this book is at the end of paragraphs where we discuss something, if it's available on the Internet, we show you right where you can go and boot it up on the Internet, and you can watch it for yourself and make your own draw your own conclusion. Excuse me, upon watching it yourself. Like, the one thing that we show that you can go to the Internet that I never knew about at all till doing this book was when the president was leaving at Love Field, you can see the tape, standard operating procedures, the Secret Service supposed to ride on his bumper, and you can see the Secret Service man mount the bumper, be ordered off the bumper by his superior, and he turns around, palms to the sky, and you can just see him questioning what the hell's going on here as he's ordered off the position that he knows he should be taking.
Well, who gave the order again?
Well, I can't remember, but we named the guy by name in the book who his superior was that told him to get off.
Hmm. Is he still alive as far as you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, the thing that you learn, and Colonel Fletcher Prouty was who educated me on this and reading what he wrote, whenever you see the violation of standard operating procedure with the government, that's the key that something's not right. That's where the red flag should go up. And obviously it was standard operating procedure for Secret Service to ride on the bumper of the president's car, and they were ordered off. The other thing I didn't know about was the motorcycle cops. The 2 previous days in Texas, they used the standard wedge formation, where they form like a wedge around the president's vehicle, which makes it very difficult for any type of bullet assassin to happen because he's totally encircled by cops on motorcycles. But in Dallas, it changed. 4 cops were put in a row way in front of him and 4 cops in a row behind him, which left him wide open for the shooting to take place. Those were 2 things in doing this book that I knew nothing about until we
Wow. All right.
I remember when those videos, when I came in contact with those videos, I was also stunned. There's nothing you can say when you watch the Secret Service man be pulled. And I talked about this in, we're both selling books. So I talked about this in Official Stories, and you talked about it in 63 things about the, they killed our president. Of course, I'm not running for president, and I've never hung out with Howard Stern. I got to ask you this question. What's it like to hang out with Howard Stern when we, in the next segment? But yeah, I've never watched
you
in, video.
In the next segment, but I really haven't hung out with him. What you hear is what you get, because Howard, when you get there, is working, and when you leave, he's working. So he sent me a note, though, which is a huge breakthrough. And on the note, I don't know if I should reveal this, but on the note, he signed it Vice President Howard Stern.
Well, as a kid who grew up in the Northeast, you know, Howard was just part of the topography there. We all listened to Howard Stern, so we're all influenced by our future vice president. Now, if anything happens to you, you know, twisted ankle or anything, he's going to be president.
Well, that's true. But you know what my response to that would be? How could he do any worse?
I remember watching those videos where the Secret Service pulled off, and I actually, it's there on the web, and I'm sure there are links. If you go to Jesse's book, if you go to Secret Service, JFK, Parade, Dallas, you'll see in black and white these guys getting pulled off, and they shrug their shoulders. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You can see that they know they're violating standard operating procedures, and they're questioning why. But, of course, like in everything in government, when your superior tells you to do something, you have to do it.
Hmm. Well, we have to do something right now. We've got to take another break. Jesse Ventura is our guest. It's great to have him back on board. The energy he brings and the enthusiasm for digging deep into these conspiracies and finding the facts and revealing them so that you can make up your own mind. We appreciate him very much. Liam Sheff here co-hosting today with his book, also Official Stories. They're all linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. If you miss this, or if you, let's say, know somebody who's not listening right now, I should say, the links are going to be up as far as the archives for this. There's some great information we have yet to reveal, including Jesse's run, maybe, for the presidency. Could it be? Stand by. We'll be right back with more of Jesse Ventura after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, it's always a great radio adventure with Jesse Ventura. His book, They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK. The links are up there, and we're glad to have him back on board. Liam Sheff, my co-host in studio, I could technically say, but in digital world, you know what that means. But this is a conspiracy to bring you the facts and the truth. Liam, question for the governor.
Right. So in They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK, it's there on Amazon. It's getting really nice reviews. And when you look for negative reviews for a conspiracy book, or what I call a history book, an honest history book, you'll just see people calling names and shouting, and you know they're not serious. They're just playing a star game. So George de Morenshield is one of my favorites in the JFK assassination. He was a petroleum geologist, and for some reason, he knew he became best friends with Lee Oswald. So, what did you cover about him, and what do you think that rates in terms of evidence?
Well, the big thing about George was he had this relationship with Lee Oswald, and why would there be this? Because de Morenshield was very well off. He came from well-to-do people. He was, you know, borderline up, you know, rubbing shoulders with the king and queen and all that type of stuff, bureaucratic stuff. Why would he befriend Lee Oswald? And then the interesting thing we cover on George is his death. He was called in front of the House Select Committee on Assassinations in the mid-70s, and the night before he's due to testify, he allegedly kills himself. and then the same thing happens with Sam Giancana, the Mafia Don. And all these weird deaths are happening right to people the night before they're supposed to testify in front of the House Select Committee. Now, am I to believe that that's just how it happened?
George
obviously
wrote.
These people were eliminated so that they couldn't testify, and the key is why. What did they know, or what were they going to ask them that would require these people to be eliminated? Or if, say, Mr. DeMornchild did commit suicide, why would he commit suicide if Oswald was who they told us he was? And why did George DeMornchild write a personal letter to George H.W. Bush begging him to intervene and get him out of this testimony that he was going to be forced to give to the House Select Committee? Because I think at the time, wasn't George H.W. running the CIA?
Mm. Oh, George H.W. Bush, we call Bush 1, became president and then helped his son become president. He has an interesting thing to say that I don't think any other American alive in 1963 would have said, which is, where were you when Kennedy was assassinated? Well, I hadn't been born, but let me ask, Robert, you're pretty old, right?
No, I wasn't around then at that point.
I'm sorry.
No, okay, but thank you for aging me.
Everybody who was alive knows where they were.
Yeah, no,
Jesse
was there.
Yes. Where were you, Governor Kennedy? Were you when Kennedy was assassinated?
I was 12 years old, and I was in seventh grade at Sanford Junior High School in South Minneapolis, and they announced that there had been an assassination attempt at 12:30. They sent us all back to our home rooms, and at approximately 1 o'clock, it was announced that the president had indeed died, and we were told to go immediately home. And I think it's the first time in history that I saw junior high school kids do what they were told. Everybody went immediately home, and it was very surreal.
Mm.
Now, George Bush, who became president, where was he when JFK was assassinated?
He was in Dallas, I believe.
But when he was asked, do you know this one?
He to another city later that day, and he called up and offered up a possible suspect.
That's
to
right.
I think that was done more to give him an alibi, because the suspect he offered up had nothing to do with anything.
I learned that from
Russ Baker and his work on investigating the Bushes.
Well, let me ask Liam, what do you have another aspect of George W. Bush, H.W. Bush in this case, was saying, or where he indeed was or moved to?
No, Baker got this. Baker's book, Family of Secrets, he exposed this. He reveals that George H.W. Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, of the Prescott Bush line of the Nazi funding banking empire, said, the Harriman Bank, said, I don't know, I don't remember. Where were you when Kennedy was assassinated? He said, I don't remember.
The only person on earth that was aware of it happening didn't remember where he was.
But he was either, in FBI or CIA at that point, and it's difficult to tell with these guys.
Very interesting, because there's a photograph outside of the Texas School Book Depository. If it's not George H.W. Bush, it's his twin, right in Dealey Plaza. I've seen the photograph.
I don't think Oswald had much to do with it. I think he was a patsy. I think he said what he was. Who do you like for being the actual gunman? Did you get into that, sort of the mob connection?
We get into it. We cover James Files, the guy who's still in prison, last I heard, up in Illinois. And, we cover also the Corsican element, where they stated they like to use Corsican assassins better than Italian and that, because it led them more astray. And we do the best job we can giving you a list of suspects who very well could have been shooters, but can we definitively say it? I don't think anybody can or ever will be able to, even though Files has confessed to it.
Yeah, he did, which was strange. He even confessed, I believe, to biting on the bullet casing, which he said was his mark. Strange thing to do if you didn't have anything to do with it, but more and more rabbit
more and more rabbit holes, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's why, again, I view it as more of clearing the name of Lee Harvey Oswald rather than moving forward to find out who actually was pulling a trigger, because I don't think we'll ever know that. It's been 50 years, but I think we can, with much justification, conclude that Lee Harvey Oswald did not pull a trigger.
Right. So now we take this information from the 63 sort of notes of legal defense that you and your co-authors put together in They Killed Our President. It's available on Amazon and your bookstore. And we go forward from there. We can go backward from there. And you know, I call it the CIA 50s and 60s because people were being knocked off in the 40s, 50s, and all over the world. It was just an outgrowth of the OSS, of the World War II intelligence services. So to say that the CIA or whomever, the jackals that you think, you know, did it under whatever banner that they flew, didn't kill people is to ignore all of history. So the FOIA documents that tell us who killed whom are out there. And what we, I think, have to do, if we're going to be honest, is say, well, I guess they got tired of doing it outside of the country.
Well, or it became advantageous for them to do one inside the country.
I believe
Kennedy made so many enemies. He made the enemies of the oil barons because he was going to take away the oil depletion allowance. He made enemies of the Federal Reserve because he talked about bringing us back under the gold standard and all that, of the government having their own money rather than a central bank. He made enemies of the Pentagon and the Joint Chiefs because he was avoiding and doing everything he could to keep us out of war. He made enemy of the CIA after the Bay of Pigs and when he fired Alan Dulles, Cabell, and the third guy and said he was going to break them into 1,000 pieces. He
right.
made enemies of the Mafia because Bobby was at war with them, deporting Carlos Marcello at one time, and they felt that the Mafia felt that they had been betrayed by the Kennedy family. We all know about that. So the list of all the enemies that Jack Kennedy had is very long and very powerful, any of which or any group of which could have concocted and pulled this off, I believe, especially. But then, what people need to fully understand is two conspiracies took place. The actual conspiracy to murder the president and then the conspiracy to cover it up afterwards. And I think the cover-up clearly, and Johnson may have been in both, but the cover-up clearly was Johnson and Hoover. You know, they're part of the complete cover-up because Hoover controlled all the data that the Warren Commission would see. And Hoover controlled the fact, and he said by Monday, Hoover had already declared Oswald guilty. Now, and in those days, no FBI agent went against J. Edgar Hoover.
Right. Nicely said. So Hoover was grinding his old axe against those terrible Kennedy brothers who he hated so much. You know, he wore down all restraint on spying on Americans, on citizens. And that's, again, the era you have MLK, Martin Luther King, killed on a balcony. And then the guy accused of it says he didn't do it. And then the family interviews him and says he didn't do it. But we don't care. You know, so we have then a government that isn't really the government. And in your book, American Conspiracies, I think you go a little further and talk about the landscape that surrounds this single event. And I think that's important because people can become fixated on a single event and think they can solve this, they can solve everything. No, this may be a linchpin, you know, this may be a keystone. But, right, here we are today surrounded by, you've investigated 9/11.
Again, it was a coup d'etat, was the overthrow in the direction of our government done with a bullet. And we have to come to grips to that's what took place November the 22nd of 63, was our government was overthrown that day. And it was covered up afterwards that indeed took place. And I guess people are in denial, and certainly mainstream media is in denial, because I like to quote Denzel Washington when he played Malcolm X, mainstream media been bamboozling us for 50 years. And they're not about going to admit that they've been calling us Lee Harvey Oswald for 50 years.
Well, the question, Governor and Liam, is this the time where we finally get wise up and we no longer trust the officials, again, who are lying to protect themselves? And, of course, with world record lows in believability coming out of Congress and things, is the smokescreen continuing into the next election cycle? When we come back from this, we're going to ask Jesse Ventura, is he serious? Is he really going to run? Is Howard Stern going to be his VP candidate? We'll check it out and more. Remember, check out the new book by Jesse. We'll get you those links after the break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jesse Ventura, Liam Sheff, stick around. We've got lots more to do.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an Oxy Sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers.
BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're not sure where to get the book, of course, you know, Amazon. Of course, if you have a local bookstore, my goodness, they killed our president. 63 reasons to believe there was a conspiracy to assassinate JFK. Jesse Ventura is on with us. Liam Schiff also kicking it into conspiratorial gear. He's known as the conspiracy realist, which we do here all the time. And now, question, Governor, with this recognition of the danger of being a president who doesn't follow the orders of the puppet masters, I mean, are you going in to run to win with a flak jacket, with a helmet on to protect yourself? I mean, what's your thought here?
Well, certainly I would be a bit paranoid about it because, you know, I'm a rogue. I when I was governor of Minnesota, I never met with a lobbyist the entire 4 years I was in office. I've talked about how I need Howard Stern, and I do, because to keep my integrity. I only accepted $50 and $100 donations, for, or the, whatever. Somebody may have paid me the max, but generally speaking, I accepted $50 and $100 donations. I accepted no PAC money. So I would need somebody with the power of a Howard Stern who could raise that money to make us a viable candidate and competitive. Plus, a lot of things would have to happen. I would have to get ballot access in all 50 states. It's not universal. Every state you'd think it would be, shouldn't it be? If you're running for president, it should be the same qualifications in every state, but it's not. They make you jump through hoops. So I would have to get ballot access in all 50 states. I would also have to be included in the debates because you're not going to win or be considered viable unless you're allowed to debate. And, of course, guess who gets to decide that? The Democrats and Republicans. That's why you haven't heard or seen a third voice in well over 20 years. Because well, and they're the ones that control that.
I believe, Jesse, that the only reason that Ron Paul ran as a Republican, he knew that exactly. So there's no way he'd get into the debates, and he had to get that message out there. And so he did that, but I don't think you're willing to play that game.
Well, I'm not willing to play it at a primary, but I've got to be in the debates. That's how I won governor, because they made the mistake, and that's why they won't do it again. They made the mistake in Minnesota of including me in the debates after the primary, so there were three of us. I went from 10% polling at the primary to being the governor in 7 weeks.
So it can be done,
but
given
you
that scenario.
But you have to be allowed in the debates.
Wow.
You have to stand up there. And I would tell the public, here's what I would run on. I would run on the most simplistic thing you could, and I believe I could win. You need to keep it simple. There's an old thing we used in the military called KISS, keep it simple and stupid. And it works, especially in elections. I would run on this. I would run on the simple premise that I would give the American people the opportunity to make history and elect the first president since George Washington who does not belong to a political gang or party. And I believe with the way public sentiment is today, I could win on that message because, but then we'd have to be prepared because if that were to happen, the Democrats and Republicans will punish the country for it.
Oh, certainly.
Which will show that they put their own ahead of the needs of the country. They will put their own party and their own benefactor money men ahead of the country. So, but I would confront them right in a debate and state that openly. Please tell
also have to fit you for a new Pope mobile to protect you.
Well, the other thing I'd like to see happen, too, is in all debates, how come they get the questions 2 weeks ahead of time? Why don't they ad-lib? Let's go out there and have a debate where nobody knows what's going to be asked.
Well, they're all teleprompter talking heads. I mean, Obama has been the classic of those in recent
years. What you'll learn from me, I never used a prepared speech my entire run for governor.
I thought you'd been scripting this whole hour.
Are you kidding?
No, I know. You are totally right there with us. That's why we love you and appreciate you very much. Now, Governor, we're almost out of time here on the live version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you could stick around afterwards, we'll do some bonus time. We'll get into a little bit more depth in the time you have on the issue of the 63 issues surrounding the conspiracy to kill and successfully, unfortunately, President Kennedy at the time. And, Liam, can you stick around a little bit? We'll do some things we're not allowed to do on radio.
Yeah, I love talking to Jesse Ventura, so sure, whenever.
Absolutely. And Jesse, I appreciate you acknowledging my good friend Liam and his book, Official Stories, as well. Everybody, run out and get the book if you haven't already. Order it on Amazon. They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK. We've got the book linked up right here in the show notes. Thanks to Mike Adams, the Hills Ranger, running it through naturalnewsradio.com, as well as our syndicator, GCN. We'll be back with more Powerful Healing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.